So it should be there tomorrow via UPS.
Oh, by UPS.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I spared no expense to get it to you.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, I walked in there and they said, "Have you ever shipped here before?" And I said, "I don't know." So they enter my name and they were like, "We have one address in here to Orlando, Florida." And I said, "Okay." And they read out your address and I was like, "That's where it's going." So apparently, I only ship to you via UPS.
Oh, I feel so special.
I don't know what else I've sent you, but apparently I've sent you other things.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's. All right, let me try that again.
Take two.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have to stop already. Wait a second.
What?
Okay. See, as soon as we start, like all of a sudden, it started the clicky thing, and then
the clicky thing.
Yes. Everybody who listens knows what I mean. And I try not to stop you in thought, and sometimes it gets worse, but you know, whatever.
The clicky thing.
The clicky thing. It sounds
All
like
right.
Never mind. So, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right.
How have you been?
Good. Good.
Ready for Halloween?
No, not really.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm just not into it this year.
Really?
Yeah, we went to the fall festival. We went to Trunk or Treat last night, where
for the first time I saw Trunk or Treat in Florida.
Did you? You know, we go to the same place. We go to a church. I know I'm probably bursting the flames when I walk on the property, but whatever. It's free candy for the kid. And heard about this rec center thing that was happening last night, so we took the kid over there, and I'm just not feeling Halloween this year. I don't know why. Just like the company has a big Halloween party every year, and this year I'm debating on whether or not to even take the kid. Like, I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. Just not my thing this year. Don't know why.
Sad, but you took the dog.
Took the dog to what?
Did the dog go to work in costume a couple of days ago?
Not costume.
Yesterday?
It was bring your dog to work day, and because he's a special needs dog and has severe allergies, he has to wear a shirt. And the picture you probably saw was him laying on my wife's desk with something over his eye so he could sleep.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's a very fucked up situation, but whatever.
He's a special needs dog.
Yes, he has severe allergies, and he's on medication for it, so he qualifies as a special needs dog.
Oh. Does he, like, run around and try to, like, bite his own ear?
He'll scratch until he bleeds.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a thing of constantly making sure that he's medicated enough to not itch. So. But we were told that most people in Arkansas, which is where we got the dog, would have just taken him out back and shot him a long time ago.
Oh.
So we're doing a little better than the average person in Arkansas. That's all I can say. But whatever. So it's been a really fucked up week in the news as far as like TV things have gone. I don't know if you've been following them all. Oh, did you freeze on me?
Oh, you're gone.
Oh, now you're back.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up?
Nothing. Just doing a show. I don't know if you've kept up with all the things that's going on in the news this week.
Well, which part of it?
I guess we should probably pick the one that most people have probably heard about, which is the Honey Boo Boo one.
Oh, okay.
The TLC has decided
cancel the show,
to
right,
cancel
right, right?
the show. Because it turns out that Mama June was dating a child molester.
Who molested her 20-year-old daughter.
How fucking stupid do you have to be?
Well, come on.
I know it's like the epitome of ignorance on that show. But come on, dude. Fucking really? Like, you start dating a guy that raped your, or not raped, but molested your other daughter, and you don't think there's going to be any fucking fallout from that?
Right. But they're insisting that they're not reconciling. They're not together. Like, really? Because there's this photo of you two getting awfully cozy in a hotel room.
Yeah.
And I... Yeah. I just don't know what to say about that circumstance. I mean, it's Halloween. It's creepy.
The story does say that TLC is going to not turn its back on the kids.
Oh, please. Like they did for the who are they? The John and Kate plus 8?
Yeah. Supporting the health and welfare of these remarkable children is our only priority. TLC is faithfully committed to the children's ongoing comfort and well-being. And it's like, yeah, okay, because you put these fucking idiots in the spotlight.
Yeah. But people watch it.
I don't know. It's really fucked up. Like, it's about time this happened. Not that her kid got molested, but like... that TLC came to the good sense to maybe end this show.
Yeah, but how much more do they still have on the air that should be gone?
Oh, the whole network just needs to fucking go away.
Right.
Being that it started out as a NASA channel, and now it's fucking come down to this.
Well, and it used to be the Learning Channel, and now TLC don't stand for nothing.
Yeah. This dude was convicted and served 10 years for forcing oral sex on an 8-year-old. Oh my God. Fucking these people just need to go away. See, everybody thought, oh, her and the other guy got divorced or whatever, or broke up or whatever the fuck that was.
Sugar Bear,
and now this. And I guess now there's pictures of them house hunting.
Her and the pedophile?
Yeah. Oh,
that's awesome. Well, you know, the heart wants what the heart wants.
I know that you made my daughter go down on you, but I'd like to go down on you as well.
It's a wacky world we's in, ain't it?
Her other daughter's name is Pumpkin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, or is that just a nickname?
That's what they call her.
Okay.
Well, you know, I mean, you think Sugar Bear is somebody's name? And
well, I mean, I know Honey Boo Boo was, but I wouldn't put it past this idiot to name her kid Pumpkin.
Well.
Being that she looks like a pumpkin. And the dude that finds this chick attractive just, you know, has problems other than molesting 8-year-olds.
Yeah, well, that's sad. That's sad.
That's fucking gross.
It is disgusting.
Speaking of gross.
Okay, let's stay on this topic.
Back in August, we talked about the douchebag from Sons of Guns who had been raping his daughter.
Yes, who's finally been arrested.
Who was arrested and then charged with another rape.
Yes.
Well, this week, his other daughter, Stephanie, who was on the show with him, and her husband were arrested for beating her son.
Yeah.
Hit the 9-year-old boy so hard with a belt it left bruises. This whole fucking family needs to be put on a boat and have it filled with fucking cement.
Well, I just think that they, like, I don't know. You just find another gun-wielding, hyper-Christian family and you make a move next door and you just roll a camera. And you see what happens. You know?
I mean, I can see fucking Discovery moving in and saying, we want to cover the dudes go in the prison, like what happens to him when he goes in the prison, they can make a reality show out of it, you know, kind of like
right.
Reality Oz or whatever. But fucking, I don't know. Like, we talked about this back in August, that these people are fucking like Christian to the fucking, like, it's one of those shows where they talk about being good Christians all the time, praying on things. And it's like, and then you hear about this shit.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. But, you know what else is fucked up?
What?
Creepy clown sightings all across the country.
I was actually going to talk about... The story that I heard was from France, but go ahead.
Well, they've been spotted all over California town for, I don't know, a month or so.
Yeah.
And now somebody from the police department in Indiana thinks that this town is dealing with a copycat. It's a copycat creepy clown. Say that 10 times fast.
All right, hang on. Okay, so tell me your creepy clown story and I'll tell you mine.
Well, apparently in Bakersfield, California, there are just these Instagram photos of a scary clown just posing at different neighborhoods, you know, people's front porches. Not doing anything, just kind of, you know, standing there like Christopher, what's his name? Tim Curry in It.
Oh, in It, yeah.
And so now it's apparently happening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Jacksonville, Florida.
Nice.
And just this morning, I saw a posting from somewhere locally here in Orlando that there was a sighting of a creepy clown in the neighborhood.
That doesn't surprise me in Orlando, though.
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't. Apparently, the World Clown Association is saying that these spooky sightings are giving clowns a bad rap. Because they're not real clowns. They're taking something innocent and wholesome and perverting it to create fear when they should be promoting a positive, family-friendly environment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see, that reminds me, when I lived in Orlando, I always heard, and it was always on the radio, but, like, there was always reports of the chef. Do you ever hear the story about the chef?
Yes.
That would walk door to door and ask for money?
Yes.
Yeah, so that kind of reminds me of that.
Interesting. Well, this is also the town where the prostitute bit off the guy's face because she thought he was a vampire.
That's true.
Apparently, the original clown has an Instagram page. Oh, but there's nothing to show. That's weird.
Because it's creepy.
It's creepy. Yes, apparently there are 56,813 followers, and there's nothing to follow.
Nice.
It's like, all right.
He'll get his own TV show.
Probably.
Because he has followers.
Although he's probably, I don't know, run the course of whatever.
But they're not doing anything. They're just standing there?
They're just standing there, walking around, you know. Nothing.
Well, the story that I read from France is a wave of panic sparked by evil clowns stalking French towns has spread to the south of France, where 14 teenagers dressed as clowns carrying pistols, knives, and baseball bats were arrested.
Really?
The teens were arrested in the parking lot of a high school in the Mediterranean port town of Agde. Several other complaints poured in about armed clowns in the region. In the nearby city of Montpellier, a man disguised as a clown was arrested after beating up a pedestrian with an iron bar, while three motorists in different towns complained about scary clowns threatening them.
Interesting.
The phenomenon of dressing up as an evil clown and terrifying passersby, a trend which has also been seen in Britain and now the United States, has cropped up in the north of France in early October.
Wow. Well, I can put your mind at ease. This isn't really a scary clown. Apparently, it's a husband and wife who are doing a year-long photography project.
In France?
Yeah. No, this is in California.
Oh, in the California one. Okay.
In Wasco, California. That's Wascally Wabbit.
Wascally.
It says the couple will be posting the pictures from their photo shoot every day this month. But there are now reports of copycat clowns terrorizing the streets of other neighborhoods. You know what? I feel like I should go out and buy a clown costume.
There you go. Just don't go to France, because apparently with all this going...
They'll beat the crap out of you.
Well, with all this going on, they have now found teenagers that are arming themselves with baseball bats and tear gas to stop the clowns. So there's anti-clown vigilantes out there.
Hmm.
That's fucked up.
Interesting.
See, we all thought it was going to be Ebola that gets everybody. We're wrong. It's clowns.
It's clowns.
It's clowns and people trying to stop the clowns. That's fucked up.
Interesting.
And I guess a lot of these people are dressing up as creepy clowns that remind people of John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And Pennywise.
And Pennywise.
Do you know what the fear of clowns is called?
Clownophobia.
No.
Bozophobia.
Coulrophobia? Coulrophobia?
Oh. Interesting. Chlorophobia.
Yeah.
Chlorophobia. Ooh,
speak. There you go.
Creepy.
That's some fucked up shit right there.
I don't know. I like bozo. Bozophobia.
We
had a creepy clown when I was growing up on TV. His name was Willie Whistle. Did you ever hear Willie Whistle?
No.
Willie Whistle only talked by whistling. It was really weird. But it wasn't really, it wasn't a whistle. It was like one of those things you put in your mouth and you breathe through it and it kind of like makes a whistling, wheezing sound.
Oh, yeah, the woo thing, right?
No, not that. No. No, not that. I'm not sure what the woo thing was. Maybe you should talk to Honey Boo Boo's mom.
No. Okay.
But yeah, Willie Whistle was kind of creepy.
Willie Whistle.
Willie Whistle. You can look it up on YouTube. There's actually a great video of Willie Whistle and a boa constrictor that tries to get into its pants.
What?
Yeah.
How do you spell
it? Let me look it up.
Is Willie spelled with an IE or a Y? Do you know? What?
Because
when I type it in, it's a cop, and it says, stop and look with Willie Whistle part one.
No, it's IE, not...
Oh, see, that's what I asked you. You didn't answer. Willie Whistle. Oh, my.
Willie Whistle. You see Willie Whistle?
I do.
Although I don't see the video of the snake trying to get in his pants.
There's the first video I came of is some dude drawing, I guess, cartoon characters.
Yes.
But Willie Whistle's talking in this.
He is? Or is that the guy doing the cartooning?
Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, I understand now.
Figured out yet?
Yes. They were talking at the same time, but the whistling was way in there, so okay, I get it now.
Mm. Oh, it's the very first one.
The...
If you look at the one that says Willie Whistle Clown from WSBK TV Boston TV.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's the one with the...
This is the one with the snake.
With the snake?
Yes.
Oh, and it's like VHS quality off of a tape that
somebody really had for quality. Years. Yes.
Oh my.
Oh, there he is, going down his pants.
Wow, everybody needs to go on YouTube and look up Willie Whistle.
Yes, you can get a direct link from, or maybe not.
From what? You're going to post it on Facebook page?
I'm going to post it on Facebook.
Oh, there you go.
Facebook's not letting me copy and paste.
He actually had to take his pants off in order to get the...
Yes.
to get the snake out. Oh, Willy Whistle. I grew up a bozo.
There's Willy taking his pants off.
Yeah.
And look, he's got a huge snake in his pants. that the nice lady is trying to help him with. There you go.
Gotta watch out for them, people.
You do.
So the moral of this is don't trust clowns.
Or nice little ladies with snakes.
Yes. We worked with a clown.
We did.
She never made you those brownies that she owed you.
She never did. She bought us peanuts once.
Yes, she did.
That was, you know, I guess that was the best we could get from her. Okay, for some reason, it's not letting me cut and paste to our Facebook page.
Okay. Did you figure it out yet?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Gave up. Well.
All right, so everybody's got to go on YouTube, look up Willy Whistle, W-I-L-L-I-E, Whistle, and look for the one on Boston TV where he has the snake go down his pants.
Yes.
Just can't trust fucking clowns. That's all there is to it.
Well, no, because, you know, clowns are creepy.
Apparently there's a zombie clown walk every year, too.
That's exciting.
Dress up as a clown who has been turned into a zombie.
Yes.
Because it just can't be a zombie walk.
Yes. Well, you know, you got to keep things interesting.
You do.
Now it's Halloween season.
Uh-huh.
Do you have a favorite candy for Halloween? This isn't a difficult question.
I'm thinking. Because there's a lot of choices. I know what I don't like to see in the bowl, but
what don't you like to see in the bowl? Let's start there.
I don't like Swedish fish. I don't like.
Do people still give Swedish fish?
I think so.
Do they?
I don't.
Those
like,
are just nasty.
I didn't like when I was a kid when people would hand out pennies. I didn't like Charleston chews, and I didn't like those, like, honey on a stick things. I can't remember what they're called.
A bit of honey.
Those things.
Did you like sugar daddies?
No.
No?
No.
Sugar babies? I like sugar babies better.
No.
They didn't have the stick.
I liked Reese's peanut butter cups and Pixie sticks and
Pixie sticks, pure sugar.
Yes, and a tube. Tootsie rolls.
Like
yep.
Tootsie rolls aren't really candy. You realize that, right?
Why?
I don't know. They're like flavored corn syrup things.
Well, I mean, it's all that shit is that. It's like Milk Duds. It's like chocolate covered caramel, but it's like, you know, the rejects from something else. And they were just able to make another candy out of it. What's your favorite?
I like Reese's peanut butter cups. I like Kit Kat. I like Twix. What was it? Was there something called a Heaven Bar?
It was there?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. It was a candy bar that had these different segments that had different fillings.
Okay. Yes, it was. Well, let me see. Heaven Bar. There's a recipe for them. Seven Layers of Heaven. Heavenly Bars, I think, is what they were called.
No, that's not it. No.
Okay.
Here, let's look up candy bar with different gooey centers. Yeah, that's absolutely useless.
Heavenly Hash?
No, that's ice cream.
Heavenly Delights?
I don't think so.
No?
Maybe it's not heaven. I can't remember anymore. Oh, wait, here's a picture. What is this called? Oh, that's not right. That's a Trader Joe's peanut butter and jelly candy. Screw them. Trader Joe's has the worst parking in Orlando.
Oh, does it?
Possibly the world. I can't remember what they're called. So now somebody's going to have to, well, Harold's going to have to figure it out and send us a note. Or your dad. Because they're the only two people who actually pay attention.
That's not true.
I can't remember what it was called.
I'm looking. Hang on.
I don't see it.
Now and Laters was another one that I hated to see in there.
Oh, yeah. Those are like Laffy Taffy. Oh, Skybar.
Skybar?
That's what it is.
Oh, Skybar. My God. Yeah, Heaven is nowhere in that name.
Heaven, Sky, you know.
Okay.
Oh, which you probably wouldn't. May have been a local thing because it was put out by Necco. Know the Necco wafers?
Those are the other things that I couldn't fucking stand.
The worst candy in America, and they still make that shit.
Yes. Here's something that tastes like chalk. Let's put it all in there. Let's give that to kids for fucking for Halloween. Oh, so the Skybar had different fillings in each of the little things?
Yes.
Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
Well, you'd like broke off each little piece and you ate it separately. As opposed to, you know,
caramel, vanilla, peanut, and fudge.
Yeah, fudge.
What exactly is vanilla? Like, what is that filling?
Like a gooey, caramely kind of thing.
Yeah, I bet I know what that filling is.
Kind of yeasty smelling. Now, the Necco wafers actually had 8 flavors in a tube.
Yeah, but
and
it's
they
still
were good.
Because
you got like the Necco wafers. There were 8 different flavors. You got lemon, you got lime, you got orange, you got cinnamon, you got wintergreen, you got chocolate, you got licorice, and every kid's favorite flavor, clove.
Yes, because everybody wants clove flavored.
Yes.
I'm falling apart. Hang on. Okay. Now, Necco wafers were disgusting.
They still are.
Do you remember the whatchamacallit?
Yes.
And the thingamajig?
Yes.
Yeah, those are.
Remember the fishamajig?
The what?
The fishamajig?
No.
I think. Who had the fishamajig?
I don't know.
Oh, it was a McDonald's thing.
I remember.
No, it was Friendly's. It was Friendly's. That's right. The fishamajig.
Do you remember the Reggie Jackson bars or whatever they were called?
Chocolate on the outside, white on the inside?
Is that what they were?
I don't know.
I thought they were like, what were they called? They were called like Reggie bars or something.
They were called Reggie bars.
See? Reggie bars candy.
They were in like, they weren't like candy bar size. They were kind of like
they were like square.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like chocolate covered caramel and peanuts.
Yes. It's like a Babe Ruth.
Yeah. But to Reggie Jackson.
The black. Yeah.
Oh, good times.
Now, did you know that Pete Rose had a candy bar named after him?
He did? Did it
yes.
cheat?
I don't know. What was it called?
I don't know.
I don't know. Everything that comes up for Pete Rose is, why don't people that are like older and think that using speed was cheating listen to Pete Rose? So there you have it. I guess maybe he didn't.
Mr. Goodbar was another one that I didn't really like either.
No,
See, now I'm looking up all kinds of candy from my childhood.
Aww.
Fifth Avenue bars? Come on.
Fifth Avenue, what was that?
It was something gross. I think it was like dark chocolate or something.
Mmm.
But then you had all the standbys. You had like Nerds, which was good. Fun Dip.
Fun Dip.
Which is basically a...
Pixie stick with a slab of crap.
With another hard sugar thing that you dipped in it.
Yes. And then you had to lick it first.
Yes, the lick stick.
The lick stick, yes.
But they were better than those. Do you remember those stupid little things that they used to hand out that looked like bottles, but they were made of wax?
Yes, so they had like a little bit of syrup in them.
Yes, you had to bite the tops off of, and then you had, those were fucking disgusting too.
They were.
Like, that's how you knew you were in a shitty neighborhood.
You got those little, those and wax lips. Wax lips were pretty good.
Or the people that handed out pencils.
Oh. Did you ever have anybody hand out toothbrushes?
Yes, the fucking dentist. The guy that could afford all the candy fucking would hand out fucking toothbrushes. That he probably got for free. Bastards. Hang on. Okay. Did I mention Now and Laters before?
That you did.
I did. Yeah. Yep. Didn't like those. There's always the standby candy corn, though. Everybody gives out candy corn.
Yeah. Oh, BuzzFeed had a list of 19 worst treats of Halloween 2013. Apparently, carrots were number 19.
People were handing out carrots?
Little baggies of carrots. Maybe that's what I'll do. I better go down and put my name on the list. Yeah, you can come trick-or-treating here.
Wait, you have to put your name on a list for people to come to your house?
Yes. So I'm just going to sign up all my neighbors.
You know, I lived in that apartment complex for like 6 years, and I don't think I ever had any trick-or-treaters.
Well, that's because I didn't put your name on the list.
Oh.
I put you on the other list. That's why they didn't show up.
So like, you can sign up for whether or not they come to your house or not?
Yes.
That's
and then they'll
sweet.
Send them a list of just the apartment numbers.
That's pretty clever.
So they don't know who you are. You know, that crazy Mr. Chris, he gave me a bag of carrots and a condom. Said practice. What's that mean?
There you go. That's what you should be doing. That's pretty funny. What else is on that list?
Snack pack puddings. Skinny cow candy bars.
Who has the money to buy pudding packs for everybody?
Special K pastry crisps. These are just people who cleaned out their cabinet.
Yes.
Picture a kid with some Keebler Pepper Jack sandwich crackers. a box of expired cookies from somebody's pantry.
Nice.
Icebreakers? Mentos? Mentos aren't bad.
Yeah, you hand them out with Diet Cokes.
Subway mints. Free advertising. little flyers for your church. That's always nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Candy cigarettes. Jesus DVDs.
Okay.
Oh, I just figured out what I'm giving out. Little packets of soy sauce and sweet and sour sauce from the Chinese restaurant.
There you go.
Trick or treat.
Yeah, because they're not looking. They're just holding up their bags. They won't know where it came from.
Raisins.
When we went to the trunk or treat thing last night at the church, they handed my daughter a sticker that had a pumpkin on it, and it said, "Go with the light of Jesus."
And did she say, "Hell no"?
No, she can't read.
No?
So.
Oh. She can't read? What's wrong with your kid? She's 17.
She's 4.
Whatever.
We might get alone. What else you got? York peppermint patties?
Oh, I used to like more York peppermint patties. You know what I hated, though?
Those are gross.
Mounds and Almond Joy.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Bit of honey's on the list.
I liked Mounds better, and I liked Almond Joy.
Really? See, I
Yeah.
would if I had to pick one of the two, it would be Almond Joy.
But see, like Mounds was made with coconut, and as everybody knows, coconut is a natural laxative, so like you're just giving kids like loaded stuff to go home and just dump all over the place.
About Good and Plenty? Did you like Good and Plenty's?
No.
Or Mike and Ike?
No.
What about Dots?
It's like Juji Fruits. No.
Juicy Fruits.
No.
No? Smarties?
Smarties are awesome.
How about Mary Jane's?
No.
No?
No.
Laffy Taffy?
No.
No? Gingerbread cookies that are 10 years old and distributed by this weird old lady with lots of cats?
There was, when I was growing up in my neighborhood, there was a guy that I guess who was wheelchair bound, and he was on the second floor of his house. So I guess his son or his daughter would set up this chute
So
where
he could drop things down.
he would sit up in the window in like a scary mask, and you would hit the button, and he had a microphone. And he would like try to scare you, and then at the end you would hold your thing up to the bottom of the chute, and he would send down candy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was really cool, and like the only time you
That's
ever
really
saw him,
cool.
the only time you ever saw him was at Halloween. The rest of the year it looked like the place was boarded up. It's very fucked up.
Really?
Yeah.
So maybe it was just his spirit.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I guess the year he died, like they didn't put the chute up, so everybody was like, "Huh, I wonder what's going on." 'Cause like you'd never see the dude, what like whatsoever.
Right.
So it was sad that the year that it didn't go up.
The year that the shoot guy died.
Yeah.
Shoot dude.
Shoot dude.
Shoot dude's dead.
It was the 80s, it was New Jersey. We probably call him Shoot Dude.
Shoot dude.
Shoot dude.
Shoot dude.
Shoot dude. Shoot dude. Shoot dude's dead. Let's see what else. Do you ever have anybody give you marshmallows? Because I did.
No.
Candy apples that
Nope.
immediately got thrown away because that was the 80s when people thought
We're putting razor blades in them.
we're putting razor blades in them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing what people believed at a time.
Well, then you had to all go down to the local hospital, and then they would actually, X-ray your bag of treats. And I'm sure there's like one really fat nurse there who's like snagging the Hershey bars.
Something wrong with
One for
these.
me, one for you. Oh, these are good.
There's a weird reading. I'm gonna have to keep these. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of what else I got, because did I ever tell you the story about the guy with the ice cream truck?
Did he touch you inappropriately?
No. Well, not in
No.
this story.
Oh.
There was a guy in the neighborhood that owned one of those ice cream trucks that would come around the neighborhood, and
Yeah.
he like October the ice cream trucks don't go around, and whatever he had left over from the summer he would give out at Halloween.
Ew, like
So
melted candy bars?
no, like candy bars
Oh.
that he had in stock that were perfectly fine, but like
Oh, okay.
full-size candy bars.
Okay.
So we would literally have three or four different costumes that we would go change into and then go to the dude's house. And he didn't care. I mean, it was their kids. So, but we would get like full-size candy bars and just go repeatedly to his house. It was great. I had a fun neighborhood. I don't know what neighborhood you grew up in, but we had fun.
Well, we used to, it was back in the days where you could actually trick or treat and you'd go through like several neighborhoods.
And there'd be just packs of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I miss those days. Like when you would look up the block and there would just be, the block would be full of people. And they're all just trick-or-treating. Oh, it was great. You don't see that anymore.
No, not anymore.
Now we get yelled at for being in the wrong neighborhood. That happened last year.
You were in the wrong neighborhood? You were in the rich neighborhood, weren't you?
We went trick-or-treating in a nice neighborhood.
And they saw it. They said, hey.
And we got up to a door and somebody said, "I haven't seen you in the neighborhood before." And I didn't really know what to say, so I was like, oh, we live on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she gave me like the stink eye, and she was like, all right. And I was like, what the fuck? Who cares? It's like it's not like I'm trick-or-treating. It's a fucking 3-year-old. Fucking crazy people.
That's sad.
Yes. Did you ever get Tic Tacs? I remember getting those.
No.
No?
Nope.
Or like Hershey's Score Bars? Remember Score Bars?
No, I don't.
No, they were like dark chocolate. They were like upper, like better chocolate than the regular Hershey's.
Really?
Yeah, but they taste like crap. Because it's dark chocolate.
Hmm.
Motherfucker, hang on. All right. God damn it. All right. Hopefully that's the last time. All right. Now you have to talk, John. We're back on.
What? Huh? Oh, hey. What's going on?
Nothing.
Just thinking of candy.
You're just thinking of candy?
Candy. Yeah. And some candy.
But see, now we're old enough to where you can just go to the store and buy the candy you want.
Yes, on the day after Halloween for 50% off.
That's right. You go to Big Lots and you can get like lots of candy for cheap.
I don't go to Big Lots because I don't need anything in that large of a quantity ever.
That's not what that place is.
Oh, Big Lots. That Big Lots.
Yeah.
That's like the classy dollar store.
Kinda, yeah. I would much rather go there than the dollar store.
Hmm.
But they always have like big bags of candy for like a third of what they are everywhere else.
But are they crappy candy?
No, it's name brand stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Might be from last year, but still, whatever. It'll hold.
Yeah, it's not like a bag full of like, you know, Harley bars.
It'll keep. It's all right.
It'll keep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chances are it won't.
It's just chocolate. We have to go after I record today and go buy a pumpkin so I can carve it.
Aw, is that special?
Yeah.
Trick or trout. You should give out fish.
Give out fish. Coney Island whitefish.
There you go.
Now see, that's a reference Bacalow. People need to go look up.
Bacalao.
Bacalao.
Bacalao. So you don't even have a Halloween costume picked out?
No.
It's sad.
I didn't dress up last year either.
Your Jedi outfit getting a little too tight?
Yeah, but that's besides the point. I'm trying to lose weight. Leave me alone. This year I'm going to go as Stay Puffed. Good times.
Good times.
Because I was supposed to be, the kid was going to be Vanellope from Wreck-It Ralph.
Mm-hmm.
At which point I had to be Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh.
But she rediscovered Dora.
Yeah.
In the past couple weeks, so she wants to be Dora instead. And I was fine with that.
You should go as Crazy Eyes. No, you should do her as Crazy Eyes.
A little kid in blackface?
Yes.
So I can't get in trouble?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'd still get in trouble.
Oh, that'd be funny.
No. I'd have to show it to her first, because she doesn't like to dress up in anything she hasn't seen before. But she went, oh, well, technically, I mean, we didn't dress her in blackface, but she went as a black character last year. She was Doc McStuffins.
Oh.
See, we're all about cultural diversity here in my house.
Well, that's nice.
It is.
That's good to know.
Just because you're not culturally diverse, John.
I'm not. I'm really not.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Anywho. What was I going to tell you? What was the other thing I wanted to talk about?
I don't know. What?
Let me look. Hang on. Oh, so remember a couple years ago when we did the podcast during the jump from the edge of space?
Yes.
Did you
Somebody's going to break that record.
Somebody broke the record.
Yes.
So, very quietly, without any fanfare, an executive from Google, who is 57 years old, strapped his ass to a balloon and went up 25 miles.
Hmm.
He reached speeds of 822 miles an hour, broke the sound barrier, and created his own sonic boom. All to no fanfare whatsoever. Like, nobody even knew he did it until after it was done. Apparently, instead of a capsule like Felix Baumgartner had, this dude, if you look at the video, is literally strapped this balloon to his back. And they had cameras on him, and they would ask him questions, and so that he wouldn't overheat, he would, like, barely move his leg or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
And that's how they knew he was getting his instructions.
Hmm.
And
okay.
he broke the record.
Well, good for him.
It's an amazing story. It's like...
Is it really?
It is.
I mean, why is it amazing? Explain this to me.
A human being broke the speed of sound. Shut up. A human being broke the speed of sound, went up to 822 miles an hour without any propulsion whatsoever, and landed safely back on Earth.
But why? What does that gain us?
I'm sure.
I mean, I just don't understand.
Well, Baumgartner was testing spacesuits in case they have to bail out of.
Right.
So maybe this is like Google's version. Maybe Google's like, look, we tackled the car, the self-driving car. We're tackling all this other stuff. We're going to tackle space next.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
He was, okay, it says it right here. He was working
on. I don't see the point of it.
He was working on a commercial spacesuit tailored for exactly these kinds of trips. So it's safety in outer space.
But it's not outer space. It's inner space.
Well, it's a stratosphere.
You're still within the atmosphere, right?
Well, technically, so is the International Space Station. It's low Earth orbit. It's not like where the space telescopes and the GPS satellites are.
Yeah.
It's way low Earth orbit.
Way low.
Like, one of the criticisms of the movie Gravity is the fact that a satellite crashes into them, and they're nowhere near where any satellite would ever be.
Hmm.
But I mean, if Google's trying to tackle this next thing,
sure, hey. Whatever.
But they did it with no fanfare whatsoever. They just, you know, they strapped a couple cameras to this dude and said, "Good luck." He's 57 years old, and was like, "Hey, we're gonna go for it."
Hmm. Okay.
I find it fascinating. I don't know about you.
Whatever. I still see no point in it. I see as little point in this as the people who have spent millions of dollars to be part of Richard Branson's space program.
But that's... See, that's just an ego of tourism thing. Like, hey, I'm going to be the first one to travel into space on this new rocket thing, and it's not even going to be traveling actually in the space. But like, this is at least helping the people that actually work in outer space. Because if you're in a situation where you have to get out of the International Space Station, this is a way to get back down.
Hmm. Well, then that way we don't have to, we can only do one way trips, because then all you got to do is step out and fall, right? Yes?
From,
no?
Well, wait, what do you mean one-way trips?
Well, you don't have to send somebody to pick them up anymore. You just push them out. Well,
I'm sure this is not ideal for everyday situations, but in the case of an emergency where something happens, where a system breaks down on the International Space Station that maybe makes the air, or, you know, something gives way in outer space, they can actually get back to Earth but not die.
Yeah.
But it's not like, hey, your time's up. Get attach this suit and get out the door.
Why not?
Aim for the big landmass.
No, aim for the water.
You don't want to aim for the water.
No? Why not?
Because then you're in the middle of the ocean and with no way to be picked up.
Oh.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, I just see no point in this. Sorry. I just see no point.
Well. All right.
You sure?
Yep. So you wouldn't want to try this? You wouldn't want to, like, strap yourself to a big balloon just to say that you've done it?
No. I got no interest in that. No. None whatsoever.
I mean, here's a dude that's 57 that did it. You got to live a little.
Well, I got a few years to go then.
Would you, if they offered you the chance to go to Mars, to settle Mars, would you go?
No. Why? Well, sounds like an awful lot of work, okay? That's what I'm saying. Awful lot of work.
Yeah, but you're a pioneer at that point.
Screw that.
They say to you, look, you can be the very first person to ever step foot on another planet. The moon doesn't count.
Well, the moon's not a planet, duh.
Right, exactly. So they're like, look, you can give the speech. You can have an inspirational quote. And whether that's like, fuck you, Earth, or whatever you want to say, they're fine with it. You know, you want to get down there and you want to say, this is for Dance Monkey Dance, boom, and then you go down. Or you want to say, this is to all the guys who ever, like, picked on me in high school, fuck you all, and then you step down, whatever. But you get to be the very first person. Would you go?
No.
Why not?
I just don't care. I really don't care.
Be a pioneer. Little kids look up to you being like, I want to be like that dude. They make movies about you.
Why? I don't want to be a role model.
5-year-olds are making dioramas of your life and shoeboxes.
Yeah, no thanks.
No? Wow, okay.
No thanks.
That's sad.
Why is it sad?
Because it's an opportunity for you to do something that nobody's ever done before.
But why... I just don't care.
You're like you'd be like the James T. Kirk of Mars exploration. Boldly go where no one has gone before.
Not care.
Okay.
I just don't care.
That's sad.
I just fill my pillowcase with some Twix and some Reese's, and you know, I'll be happy.
That's sad.
Why is that sad?
Because I think that you should, like, stretch to be better than you are.
I am much better than I am. I'm at least better than you.
Says who?
Says me.
Yeah, all right.
That's all that matters.
All right, whatever. Well.
Well. Trick or treat. No?
No.
Okay.
It'd strap you to a rocket. It'd send you up there. You could be like Neil Armstrong for the next generation. You won't do it.
No, I could care less.
Okay.
I mean, it's one thing if I was like one of those kids who always wanted to go to space and pretended to be an astronaut and stuff, but I just don't give a crap.
You never had those goals? You never had those desires?
No.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to be you, but, you know.
No. Being that I'm younger, I highly doubt that. But
see,
seriously.
That's how ahead of the times I was.
What were your dreams when you were a kid? When somebody said, what do you want to be when you grow up? What was your answer?
Old.
You never said astronaut, fireman,
no.
Policeman.
Nope.
What did you say?
Nope. I don't know.
You don't
I
remember?
Still don't know what I want to be when I grow up.
Yeah, well. But you never gave an answer like that?
Not that I can recall. Nope.
You live in a place where space is...
No, I don't. At one time, I live an hour and a half away from where space is.
But at one time, like, Central Florida was hopping with space missions. Like, you were right in the middle of it. You never went out to go watch the shuttle launch or any of that stuff?
No, never did.
Really?
Never did. Wow. Nope. Once in a while, I would go outside when it was like one of those mid-afternoon ones, and everybody was like, oh, the shuttle's going off. But then you know what happened? That one fateful day.
Yeah, but you weren't there in 1986. Or are you talking about the other one?
The shuttle disappeared. The shuttle disappeared.
Oh, the day that the little person informed us that the shuttle had blown up.
Had vanished, yes.
Oh.
There you have it.
That's sad, though, John.
Why is it sad?
Because you're right in the middle of all that.
Who gives a shit?
You're the reason why that we stopped going to space.
Oh, is that it?
Yes,
oh,
they okay. said John doesn't give a fuck.
So now we're just going to stop.
Why
okay.
should we keep well, doing good. This?
As long as I know I'm the reason. All that matters.
You've destroyed little kids' dreams.
I didn't destroy anybody's dreams.
Yes, you did.
Did not.
Never dressed up as an astronaut for Halloween?
No, never.
What was the most fucked up thing you ever dressed up as for Halloween?
I can't remember. I was a vampire. I was the usual stuff. Nothing that creative.
Being as creative as you are, that's, you know, you should have gone all out.
Well, why? That's the time for other people to go all out.
Because the place that you work usually has Halloween parties from, like, 10 different people. And it would...
And
that would
I
be
have
your
never
time
been
to shine.
Invited to one of them.
Never?
Never.
I bet you were invited to a couple.
At least
I was when we
invited
were working together.
To one by that little troll once.
Well, see, now no wonder why you were never invited anywhere.
Why?
You refer to people as little trolls.
Oh. But they were a little troll.
And did you go to that?
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Just didn't feel like it.
So technically you've been invited to parties then?
A party.
Oh, I'm sure
Singular.
It was more than one.
Singular.
I'm sure it was more than one.
Don't be so sure.
Yeah.
Very sad being me, Chris. And now you want me to go to Mars. I see how you are.
It's not that I want you to go to Mars. I just think if the opportunity arose,
whatever,
you should go.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, look, NASA had that thing where they were like, if we had a one-way trip to Mars where you would never return, how many of you would go? And they had millions of people write in volunteering to go.
Well, good for them.
But I'm saying, like if they were like, to you, this is your opportunity to make history.
Uh-huh.
Be in the history books forever.
Uh-huh.
Would you do it? And you say no.
Uh-huh. No.
I think
I would not.
I think you should.
Uh-uh.
I would go.
Well, enjoy. Send me a postcard.
I think the mail's a little slow there.
Well.
We would have to have internet, though, so that we could do Dance Monkey Dance from
yes.
Mars.
That'd be the world's longest T1 line.
That'd be awesome. Like I ask you a question and it takes like an hour to get back to you?
Yes. That would be so entertaining.
It takes all week to... Well, I'd cut it together. But it takes all week to do like one episode of Dance Monkey Dance?
Yes.
That becomes your full-time job. You could do like... you could be like Mission Control, like the official podcast.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
Just,
you're just no fun anymore.
I'm not. I'm old.
You've reached that point of get off my grass, and it's...
Rotten kids.
Yeah. No wonder you don't sign up for Halloween.
There you have it.
Man. You'll eat the candy, but you won't dress up.
That's right.
I don't know what to do about you, John.
Don't spend a lot of time on it, okay? All that matters.
Okay, fine. Well, on that note.
Yes.
If you want to get in touch with us.
But why would you have to ask?
Yeah, I know. You can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Twitter, go to our Facebook page, look up Willie the Clown.
Willie Whistle.
Download the podcasting app off of iTunes so you can download us anytime you want. And let us know.
Anytime
you're listening.
At all.
Yep. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.